drink with me. Hey!
Welcome to Have a Drink with Me. I am your host, Dylan Polniak, and joining me today is a comedian and music video ho, Maria De La Ghetto. Welcome to the show.
Hey. What's up?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, just calling people a hoe, you know. I do want to say, I did get permission to say that.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
You were in roughly 2 to 3 music videos, and so that makes you an actor.
I guess, you know, I'm trying. I mean, so that's the only real, like, credit I have at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So. My acting credits are guy in the background with the dog. And then it's like commercials, so you can't even have like a credit in a commercial.
You probably got paid a lot more than I did.
No, I didn't. So. It was an online commercial. Oh. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, do the damn thing. I actually had a speaking part in the second video, but it was just me talking about, I don't even know. It was a Tim McGraw video.
Oh, boy.
So I'm not even like a cool video hoe.
Tim McGraw would not expect anyone to be in a Tim McGraw music video. Isn't it like most country? It's like just the guy in his truck with his guitar and his dog and a bottle of whiskey or something. There's like no other people in it.
This specific one, no. This was a video that's supposed to promote like, I don't know, world peace and like everyone coming together as like one as humanity. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
that old country shtick. Yeah,
yeah. I was like, this is so random. But like, there was like a cholo in the video too, and some other old people, and it was cool. Like, I liked the concept, and you know, I got paid like $50 for it.
There you go. That's great. Well, congratulations on that, and I hope world peace works out for everybody.
Sure.
So you have picked our drink, and I'm so excited for this because we took one just to get ready for this episode.
Yes.
But you have decided for us to do pickleback shots in this episode. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because number one, I hate alcohol. Like, I just want to put, I know people are going to be like, what? Alcohol is the most disgusting taste, and I don't understand how people actually can enjoy the taste of this garbage. Mm-hmm. But and I've tried so hard to actually like it. Like, I've tried different ones. And even expensive alcohol, it just is less shitty tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in terms of, like, going down. Like, Pop Off is definitely better. It's not as good as, like, Grey Goose because it goes down, like, way harsher.
Yeah.
But other than that, the taste is all the same. Crappy. But Jameson, I find, goes down the smoothest. And pickle juice kills the taste immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I just get the job done faster, way more efficiently.
Yeah, I have this like odd love for pickleback shots. But I love the taste of Jameson already. But
okay.
I love the idea of pickleback shots. But like the thought of drinking pickle juice is like very odd to me. But for some reason, I love doing them. And I will do them any day. Any day that any music video ho comes up to me is like, pickleback shots, I'm in.
And the best part is I was introduced to this drink by a former lover, we shall say. He was a booty call. But he was a very nice guy. He's one of my favorite ones that I've had.
You want to give him a shout out?
I know. Like, what's that? I guess I could get, no, we won't name any names. He knows who he is.
Yeah.
If he even listens to this. But he's married now, so congrats to him.
Oh, yeah.
But this was years ago, and he was like, you want to do a pickleback? And I was like, what? And he told me what it was. I was like, that's not, he's like, I know, it sounds disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just try it. I was like, all right, bet. And it was the greatest love of my life, I guess. So thank you, Mr. Whatever.
Mr. Guy.
That guy. Mr. Guy.
Yeah. So... One other fun thing about this that is going to tie in well with our topic for today is you suggested that we play a drinking game during this. So I'm all about that because I love drinking games, especially when it's having to do shots. But our topic today, which I can say because we haven't started the game yet, is anime, which I know nothing about.
But our
drinking game today is anytime either one of us says anime, they have to do a pickleback shot. Yeah, I think we should do one now just to get it started. So
just get it started.
We can both just say anime.
anime. There we go. Shout out. Oh.
Oh boy. Just so you know, all of my notes for this episode, I have changed the word that we can't say to Japanese animation. So
yeah.
I think that if I follow my notes in this, I should be pretty good at making it through without having to do too many. But, so you like Japanese animation. What got you into it originally?
As a kid, I think everybody watched this specific cartoon. Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that was the first Japanese animation character that I fell in love with was Mamo-chan, a.k.a. Tuxedo Mask.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And it's so funny because I noticed over the years different, like, characters. The two ones that come to mind are Tuxedo Mask and mm-hmm. Prince Eric from Ariel. They kind of have the same, like, dark hair, strong jaw,
mm-hmm.
Very prominent eyebrows. I was like, oh, I have a type already?
Yeah. Finely penciled eyebrows. Yep.
Oh, yes. Just like a really good shape. You know what I mean? Like thick, but not too thick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where it started. And then over the years, it just kind of followed. I got more into, like, what do they call it? Because, like, for girls, there's a lot of it is called, like, shoujo, like the little, like, cutesy ones.
Mm.
Oh, and then for guys, I hate that it's even, like, separated like that. But the guys' ones are called shogun, which is, like, a lot of fighting and violence and all that. Not a lot of fufu, la-la, lovey-dovey stuff, but there is a little bit every now and again. So, yeah. I'm currently binge-watching Hunter x Hunter. I'm almost done with that one. The 2011 version, not the 2006. And that's pretty much it. Like, I don't know, just something just stuck with me. I think I just also wanted to be like an Asian stereotype for a long time.
There you go.
Considering I'm half Asian. I'm half Asian, so I don't know.
Gotcha. Well, you know, if it works for you, you watch whatever you want. I always had an issue trying to get into it because I drew a lot growing up. So I didn't care for the art style of it. And that was what really, like, pushed me away from it. I had a lot of friends who watched it, and I mm-hmm. tried to watch it as well. But I just had an issue with the characters turning, and then their mouths are here. And I don't know. It's just the art style never really worked for me. Yeah. But I appreciate every fight scene that has ever happened in a Japanese animation, because the way that the action just flows, even with it just like the characters completely static, but the background's just mm-hmm. like, you know, a little noisy. I think that's incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. I couldn't get into it because of the art, the style everyone was drawn.
Oh man. That's especially why I just like the, everything, like the big eyes. And then there's certain kind of like styles that, so I read manga, like I used to read manga a lot more when I was younger, but there's, I think it's called manhwa, which is like the Korean style of manga. And their style is slightly different. And I wasn't a big fan of that because they had like weird lower eyes. And I was just like, this is like, and I'm not trying to clown on Koreans or their stuff, but like to me, it looked like the knockoff version of Japanese animation. I was like, I don't like it. Like,
yeah.
I want Barbie, not like Kmart version. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
But their storylines are fantastic. I'm actually really into Korean dramas. So it evened out.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I was, I watched a lot of Pokemon growing up. I collected the cards, which made me want to watch the TV show. Because that was that big thing, you know, you need that holographic Charizard or you're an asshole.
Oh my God.
And so I watched the show, but I never really cared too much for the show, which is weird. And I never learned how to play Pokemon, the card game. I just collected them. So that's basically my history with that. I just, I don't know.
Can we acknowledge for a second that Pokemon is how many years old? Like, how old are you?
33.
33. Okay, I'm 37. And my nephews, who are ages 10 and 6, are super into Pokemon. And I'm just thinking, like, yo, this started when, like, I was a kid, and it's still going strong with, like, all the merch, both video games, all that stuff. That's just so wild to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing to me.
Well, they went from...
Pokemon is going strong.
Yeah, well, they went from 150 Pokemon to thousands. I mean, it's ridiculous. Oh, so
my nephew is, like, a savant with these, like, anything, if it's canon or not, and he's just like, no, 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 so this comes from this generation. I was like, bro... I wasn't even into it back then, so we're done.
Yeah. Shut up.
Let's just play Smash Brothers and call it.
Yeah. I would say Smash Brothers does a really good job at taking that fighting style from Japanese animation.
Yes.
That game's super fun. So I think maybe that's why I'm so drawn to it, because it takes, I'm just going to say it because I want to do this, it takes the fighting style of anime.
I was like, who's going to mess up first?
And so I think it's fun. I just love that fighting style. And so it's nice that I don't have to deal with the artwork that I don't necessarily care for. But
mm-hmm.
I love the artwork of the actual fight scenes. I think that's great. Not knocking Japanese animation, because,
no, for sure.
You know, a lot of work goes into it. And preference. It's very impressive. Yeah. But
I think we're going to have to purposely say anime. In order to get this party started.
Yeah,
because
there you go.
I think we're just too good at this game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I was even suggesting putting a timer on, and then every 5-10 minutes we just do it. But you know what? I think we can stick to our game, and it's all going to work out.
There you go.
So you mentioned Sailor Moon, mm-hmm. which I don't believe is running anymore, correct?
Oh, no. There's new versions. They came out with, like,
how?
In the last 5 years, two new versions, one that was on Hulu,
yeah,
and then one that came out on Netflix.
Jeez. Do you have a favorite now that is your absolute, like, your go-to anytime?
I do, and then I go through, like, little phases. Let's see, one I think that I will always kind of enjoy. Oh, this is my all-time favorite, and I've already watched it two or three times over, like, because it's a short series,
mm-hmm.
And it just came out on Netflix maybe like earlier last year or something. It's called Toradora, and it's short for Taiga Ryu something, I don't know, whatever. It's about this high school, like these high school kids, mainly this one high school girl. They call her the Palm Top Tiger,
mm-hmm.
because she's like really petite and tiny, but she's like vicious. She, like, will fight anybody. She don't give no fucks. Oh, can I say it? Can I cuss? Does it matter?
You can say whatever you fucking want.
Okay,
cool. You just can't say anime.
No fucks are given. I can't say what? Anime? Oh, darn. So, that's the
I love this drinking
girl,
game.
And then, oh, I know. It's great. And then the guy is they call Ryu, or Ryu, however, you know, Americans want to say it. But it's
Ryu.
And he's, like, this really good, studious, like, always does his homework, very sweet. But his dad was, like, part of the Yakuza, and he looks just like him. So everyone thinks he's, like, some gangster-ass kid. And he's just like, I'm just trying to do my homework, bro.
Yeah.
And they're just so cute. And I just love the little love story, because she's just, like, I feel like I'm a big bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just put that out there. Like, I am nothing like a petite, tiny anything. And so, but on the inside...
Yeah.
A sensitive little tiny whatever, you know, mm-hmm. who just like doesn't want to show affection but is also very sensitive. Mm-hmm. But I identify with her, and I just think they're so cute, and I will watch it over and over again. That's like my comfort anime.
Oh, what was that last thing you said?
That's my comfort anime.
Yeah, you've said the A word twice now.
Oh my god, I said it twice.
There
wow,
we go.
I actually forgot this time.
I'll be cool if you just do the one. I'll allow that slip. So I have not seen Cowboy Bebop, and I know that a lot of people who love Japanese animation shit all over it because it's nothing like, you know, the actual, you know, source material. But what I've found is that people that don't watch Japanese animation have loved mm-hmm. this show, and they're pissed that it got canceled. But obviously, on the other side, people who actually, you know the source material are glad, I guess, that it's canceled because it's not very good. But have you seen it?
I'm going to be honest. No, I tried watching the anime.
Oh, you said the A word again.
You know what? I think I'm the one who's going to fail this game. I don't know if it's on purpose or not, but whatever. So I'll take a shot for that one.
There you go. Yeah, I think it's good because we're maybe like a third through this episode and I'm like already out of pickle juice. So,
oh, I bought a whole ass thing right here. I was like,
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I had like a sifter downstairs and I poured all the pickle juice through the sifter. So I didn't have any of the seeds or anything, but I'm basically out and I should have bought a bigger jar of pickles, but, so Cowboy Bebop, you did try watching it?
Yeah, I tried to get into it. I just wasn't about it. And so I haven't watched the show yet. I plan to, but the fact that I wasn't even into the anime, you know what I'm saying?
You said the like A word again. Kind of,
God damn it. It's because I was paying attention to something else. Okay, hold on. Give me 2 seconds. I have to plug my computer in before I take this shot. Otherwise, it's the whole operation is just going to shut down.
Yeah, I think you should... plug it in, but very good distraction to stop yourself from actually, you know, playing the game.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay. Japanese animation. Cause I mean, not that I have anything to do today, but I feel like it's a waste to be drunk at home. I don't know. You know?
Yeah. That's... I mean, not really. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to get so much stuff done after this. So for our listeners and viewers, it's currently 1:23 PM. But I texted or I Instagrammed you at like 8 a.m. because I was running to go get my pickle juice to see if you could do earlier because I was laughing the entire time sending this being like, how funny would it be doing pickleback shots at 9 a.m.? And the earliest that you would agree upon was 1 p.m. So
I didn't answer the message till 10:30.
I know.
So it wouldn't have worked anyway because I was asleep.
Yeah.
I'm a degenerate, okay? I'm a degenerate comedian. Nothing starts before 10 a.m. at the earliest.
Oh, I wish I could be that way. I'm up at like 6:30 every morning, no matter what.
Oh, God, no. If I wake up anytime earlier than like 9:30, 10 o'clock, that doesn't mean I'm awake. My phone is still on Do Not Disturb, and I have to lay in bed for at least 2 hours doing nothing, okay?
There you go. Well, I hope that this episode helps you do nothing for 2 hours after.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, absolutely.
That's what I'm here for.
this is so funny because I feel like, oh, man, I had a busy day today because I was up at like 10, and I was like, yeah, we could do like... 12:30, 1 o'clock. I feel like I had such a productive day. What a degenerate. Yeah.
I had to take today off. I was 4 years ago, I was in a car accident and screwed up my spine and I had bulging discs and a herniation and everything. So I have been fine for like the last year, but then I just went to New York to see my family and I don't know if I keep blaming my mom's couch because it's new and it was stiff, but somehow I screwed up my back. So this whole year so far has been dreadful, but at some point over the weekend, completely screwed up my back again. So this episode is the only time I'm going to be sitting today. Once we're done, I'm going right back to laying down and watching TV, but I was planning on being very productive today too, but I will count this as being productive because now I've got an episode for the week.
Yeah, man. So what did you, so you slept on couch, you should sleep on the floor on like a futon or something. Like that's supposed to help, right?
Yeah. I'll lay down on the floor. Like, you know, when my wife's done work, we'll watch TV and stuff and I'll lay on the floor and that always helps. But, but back to Japanese animation, fuck my back.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, you go ahead.
No, go.
No, you.
I forgot it now.
So with Japanese animation, so live action Cowboy Bebop didn't work out for you. But is there anything live action that was made that you enjoyed?
Dude, I don't even know that I've seen a live action one now that I think about it. Like Death Note is another one of my favorites and that had a live action.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one. what's another one? Oh, there's this one other Japanese animation that I like. One of my favorite, she's a manga artist, and then she created the Japanese the cartoon.
Gotcha.
Nana.
Haven't heard of that.
And yeah, that one is like super, like for very girly girls. Like mm-hmm. it usually revolves around pretty girls and their boyfriends. So that one came out with a live action, and it's like older, probably like 2006 and stuff. I feel like gotcha. For me, the pinnacle of animation, Japanese animation, was like in the early 2000s. I don't know. Maybe that's just because I was younger. Around that was my peak age for it or whatever. But
yeah, I mean, they had so much stuff out then.
Yeah, and we had to watch the bootleg versions when it would first come out, because they didn't have all this, like, they didn't come out on like the mainstream stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't, but Crunchyroll used to be like the OG underground website for Japanese animation. And
I've heard of that.
Like, yeah. And now it's mainstream AF, bro. Like, anybody, like, everyone knows Crunchyroll. And they have like mm-hmm. deals with other like sites and stuff that I can't remember. But like, we would have to have other nerds would do the subtitles and release it. Because everybody was just, you know what I mean? I thought mm-hmm. that was cool. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, a good friend of mine in high school, he watched, I don't know if it's pronounced Naruto or Naruto, but he refused to watch the English version. So he mm-hmm. somehow got the bootleg Japanese version. And it was like a stack of discs like this for like, you know, the however many seasons they had. But someone had gone through and did English subtitles, and he had me watch those, and I had such a hard time because I want to see the action, but I have to read mm-hmm. instead of that. Oh, and I don't think I'm ever, with any foreign film or cartoon or anything, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to truly appreciate something with subtitles, because I'm missing everything, and I just can't differentiate, you know, what I'm supposed to be seeing, what I'm supposed to be reading. So I didn't get too far into, you know, Naruto, unfortunately.
Did you ever watch, have you watched Squid Games?
Squid Game. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not animation.
Good. So
did
we
you watch
watched
it with the English subtitle, like English, or did you just watch it with the...
I watched it with the subtitles for the first two episodes, mm-hmm. and then I watched the English dub.
Ah, okay. And this is a big debate in the animation world.
Japanese animation world, yeah.
Yeah, the sub versus dub. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of, like, hardcore nerds will be like, no, subtitles because A, B, and C. And other people are like, it's not that big of a deal. But as a sub advocate, you lose certain... like inflections and emotions and certain things when you watch it in the English dub, because I guess in a way, like as a person who speaks multiple languages, mm-hmm. there are certain things you can't really convey in the same exact way that you would in a language type of thing. And that's how I see it. So
Yeah, I was playing Call of Duty, whatever the new Call of Duty is, last week with my friend Michael, who's he's from France, so he speaks French. Mm-hmm. His entire Xbox is set up for French. So I don't know if you've ever played Call of Duty Zombies, but every single thing that you look at, you have to read what is there. Like, it's a portal, there's a gun, there's health, whatever. Uh-huh. But it's all in French. So he's reading it to me as it is in French, but it doesn't translate correctly to English. So there was multiple times where even he was trying to read how it was written versus how English it meant for it to be. So I can only imagine with a movie or a show where it's endless dialogue, where Call of Duty, it's like, okay, there's like five different stations that you go to, but I can't imagine how Squid Game was supposed to be conveyed versus mm-hmm. how it was English. But I will say the sub versus dub thing is, isn't it great that people can just enjoy it in a certain way? It doesn't necessarily, like, you don't necessarily need to read the subs, or else you're not going to, you know, be a whatever, a cool person. I can't even fucking think of the word. Anime. But what I think the most important part of it is just people are enjoying it, whether it's, you know, subtitles or dubbed. But are there any, I'm trying to gently pour this pickle juice so I don't lose it all. Are there any Japanese animations that you are trying, that you want to see that you haven't seen yet?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? There's like 1,000 on my list. let's see. I'm trying to think of the most recent ones that I saved. Oh, okay. These are the popular ones. One Piece.
Yep.
Fairy Tail. Seven Deadly Sins. The other ones. I do at some point want to watch. For whatever reason, these are just not appealing to me. I think because of the over, like, everybody's just into it. So yeah. Naruto, Inuyasha, and Dragon Ball Z. I'm gonna get so much crap for that. Especially the Dragon Ball Z. People are like, what are you talking about? I don't know, man. Look, you grow up, you either liked Sailor Moon or Dragon Ball Z, and that's just the way it was. It just didn't appeal to me at the time. But I do want, those are the main three that I really want to watch.
Sailor Moon was always the show that was on before I went to school in the morning.
Same!
So it's like, Dragon Ball Z, I think, was after school, but I just... I could never get into that. I don't know why, but... people who are watching this episode, you're on YouTube, so you understand what YouTube is, but Corridor Digital, which is this incredible film company, they have a couple channels, Corridor Crew and Corridor Digital. They love Japanese animation, and a lot of the videos that they make use that fighting style. And so everything that they film, not everything, but most of the stuff that they film is in that kind of like Japanese animation style. So I suggest anyone who doesn't know, check them out. We had Nick from Corridor on a few weeks ago, but they have kind of, just through their YouTube videos, have talked me into checking out Attack on Titan, because they did a really cool video where they kind of showed like the height, like the scale of what everything was. And I think that's, it's super cool. So I want to check that out. It seems like a fun story, but also,
that's one of my other favorites.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, good. I'll check it out then. And, a lot of my friends who don't, well, not a lot, but a few of my friends who have never seen Japanese animation, they, they suggest watching Akira, which I've never seen, which is on my watch list because of almost because of the same thing. The art style is just absolutely incredible.
Yes. What was the other one? Trigun, I think it is. That's really popular.
I don't know that one.
I think it's Trigun. It's the guy with the red trench coat. And I watched I actually watched probably a good amount. And it was pretty good. And it's like an older. I do miss the older, probably like 80s, early 90s for sure style of Japanese animation. Because I really liked, there was just, I mean, I think it's like the way that they drew and what they used, because, you know, they had like the cells back then and all that.
Yeah.
And now it's actually like all digital and whatever. But I do miss, I love that kind of like, you know, Ghibli. Everybody knows Ghibli, right? Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
They had like the same thing. Like they did the same kind of like style and stuff. I love all those. Like, all those movies that from Hayao Miyazaki, Studio Ghibli, like, so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll watch those in English, like, without the subtitles.
Yeah, I love watching, I will watch a lot of, like, behind the scenes of them kind of, like, storyboarding Japanese animation. And it's so interesting, the thought process of how they want to pull the camera. And this is all hand-drawn stuff, like, for the most part. But how they want to pull the camera and the characters to show, just to, like, you know, really convey the movement that's happening. And it's insane that they can do that with a, you know, essentially a cartoon. Stuff's nuts.
Dude, Japanese animation is just, I can't, I got to make sure not to drink anymore because I'm already fucking lit, bro.
I will say we will absolutely do one more before the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But
I just got to take a break because I'm like, who are you?
Well, this is perfect timing. Oh, I'm Dylan, host of a comedy drinking podcast, Have a Drink With Me. We will take a quick break right now. And then when we come back, you are going to share a drinking story with us that I'm excited to hear. Find out where we can find you on social media. You've got a show coming up tomorrow, I believe, the 20th. Yes. And yeah, so stick around, buckaroos. If you've made it this far into the episode, it's safe to assume you're enjoying the show. You can support this podcast by picking up some merch over at shop.strictorpictures.com. Please like, comment, subscribe, and check out some of the other content we've created on this channel. Thanks. All right, we are back. I realized that I haven't eaten today, and you said that you were having a pickle snack. So hopefully that's giving you some fuel to get through the next 15 minutes. There we go. So, Maria, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me all of my platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, occasionally TikTok when I'm not being lazy. Mm-hmm. It's all Maria de la Ghetto. Exactly the way it sounds. Just Maria de la Ghetto. If you don't know how to spell de la Ghetto, that's on you, man. That's even the public education system should have educated
you. Yeah, you're not allowed to be a fan if you don't know how to do de la. Yeah,
exactly. That's right.
So fuck off, you pricks.
Yep.
Don't follow me either. Unfollow the show right now if you can't pronounce or can't spell de la.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe D-E-L-A. But, like, you can't spell ghetto.
Okay, now if you can't find it, then you can delete our shows. And so you have a show on the 20th that you wanted to promote, and I'm excited to promote this for you. But what's the show?
Yeah, so the show is, I am opening up for Rex Navarrete. He is a Filipino comedian, like American born or American raised. He was born in the Philippines, but he's pretty big in the Filipino community. And he's the original Gago, which is so funny. It's going to be at the Brea Improv in Brea, up in Orange County, Thursday, January 20th at 8 p.m. And bonus, a percentage of the funds from the ticket sales are going to the Philippine Red Cross to benefit the typhoon, survivors and stuff like
that. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So where can people get tickets? Is there a website or is that kind of just at the door?
I have the ticket link in my Instagram and my link in bio. I have a link tree. If you go to my link tree, it's just link tree, the URL /Maria Delaghetto. So you can find all my shows, my ticket links. I also have a show on Saturday, just real quick, in North Hollywood. But the big one is in Brea. I'm really excited about that one because not only is it like a big show, they're doing stuff for to help the typhoon relief.
Yeah, it also means something.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I will include links in the description of this video. If you're listening to this podcast, why? Watch the video on YouTube. But yeah, I asked if you had a drinking story. I'm just going to say anime.
I was just going to say, what am I going to say anime?
But I asked you if you had a drinking story, as I do with all the guests, and you, so you don't drink, but you said that you had a story about it.
I do.
You said that you had a story about a time that you might have gone a little further than drinking.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not like big on recreational drugs. Mm-hmm. Per se, like I had my, here and there, but for the most part, like I'm just not big on that kind of stuff, especially like hallucinogenics, psychotropics, or whatever. I'm a control freak. But
wait, what was the last thing you listed?
I'm a control freak.
No, before that. Yeah, what's that?
Like psychoactives?
What would those be?
Man, like. Like,
I don't know drugs. I've never even smoked a cigarette, so I need help here.
What's a psychoactive? Oh, okay. So you know what Ambien is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a sleeping pill.
Yeah.
The best sleeping pill you will ever find in your life. So if I do take something, I like downers because I'm already like high, like just high, strong, high energy. Mm-hmm. Like, blah, 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 blah. So I don't need any like any of the, I don't need Christina or you know, we call her white girl. I don't need any of that stuff.
Booger sugar. Going. Yeah.
But booger sugar is my favorite. Little nose candy.
Yeah.
No, but I love downers. I love like Percocet with a vodka chaser, or I did. Not
And you anyway. Picked picklebacks? Jeez. We could have been doing vodka Percocet chasers.
I wouldn't have made it through the show. I'd have been like.
It'd be the quickest episode of Have a Drink With Me we've ever done.
Exactly. But when Ambien first came out, I used to Ambitrip. And it was the first wave of Ambien. So like there wasn't any of that like time release bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Once it hits you and it's a party or it's not. So I just take that. And if you fight the sleepiness, it has like psychoactive stuff. They call them psychotropic.
Okay,
I could be wrong. I'm also
Well, curious. I had never heard that term, but I now have a better understanding of that because I was in Spanish class in 10th grade and the guy sitting next to me took Ambien and then tried to stay up during the day to the point where he thought something was underneath my desk and was trying to bite my leg. And also in Spanish class, you are not allowed to speak English. So to say what is going on next to me, I'm like getting in trouble for being like, he's going crazy. And he's like trying to bite me and stuff. But like, you're in 10th grade. Why is anyone tripping off of Ambien? So like having to like try to do it in Spanish. ¿Cómo se dice biting? ¿Cómo se dice biting? Porque yo no sé. ¿Cómo se dice Ambien trip? But that's super funny. I haven't heard that term of what those are categorized under. But I'm glad I know now. So, sorry.
I could be wrong, but I feel like that's in there. Psychotropics.
I feel like that. Hallucinogenic. It sounds right.
It sounds right.
Anime.
Whatever. Oh, I got to pour myself another drink. So anyway, that happened. I don't even know why I fucking went there. That wasn't even the story.
Oh, yeah. So you were explaining what that was to me, but you're saying that you don't typically get into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, not generally. Like, I'm just not big on, like, going that extreme. So, but... This one time, me and my homegirl, we were out partying, you know, drinking after work one night. And then she happened to have some ecstasy. And again, like, I'm always like, I'm the kid that like teeters at the edge. But once it gets too real, I'm like, oh, I got to go back. I got to go home.
Yeah.
So she had ecstasy. So I was like, okay, I'll take half a pill, you know, just to like dabble in it. Right. Well, my dumbass, I took half a pill. We went drinking, partying at the bar. Then we decided to go to the full nude strip club down in wherever on San Fernando Valley Road. And it's like no drinking there. So we had to like get all our booze and they closed at like 4 a.m. So we drank at this one bar, 1-2 a.m. rolls around. We're litty as a titty. About to go
where on San Fernando Boulevard would it be
San
like?
San Fernando Valley Road. Sorry.
Oh, where exactly?
Okay, so I know it was near some train tracks.
Well, obviously, like train, it's the road that runs parallel to San Fernando and is the train tracks. It's not deja vu off of Coldwater, is it?
No, because deja vu is not full nude.
Oh, it isn't?
It's not full nude.
Oh, I haven't been. It's I got a bunch of gift nude, cards like, to go there or something. Not so gift cards. Not gift cards, but the little like business cards, like, you know.
Free I was like, dude, time. Let's go. I didn't know they had gift cards to titty bars.
They never expire.
No, it's okay. So you know where like Atwater is?
Yeah.
Okay. So on San Fernando Valley Road in Atwater, if you go north, like past the police station, I think if you just keep going up that road, eventually you'll come to it.
Okay.
You have to remember, I wasn't driving and I was lit as fuck.
Yeah. Good.
So anyway, we went there, and I think the name has changed a couple of times over the years too. So we were on our way there, and she was like, oh, do you want to take another half? Or however she said it, I didn't realize that I had already took a half. So then I took the other half. And we got to the club, and like we sat down. I was already lit from the booze, but then the ecstasy hit me, and I was sitting there, and I was like, oh my God. And like, I am a panicker. Like, I just have anxiety all day, every day. Mm-hmm. So when this kicked in, my body tried to panic, but then I was like, wait, I can't panic, which made me panic even more. But then I was like, what? So I had to go to the bathroom. And then like, I swear only 5 minutes passed, and she knocks on the door, and I was like, what? She's like, hey, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. So I let her in, and I was like, my arms feel like they have no bones in them. And she's like, oh, you're rolling. I was like, I'll be fine. I'll feel good for a second. And then I'm just like panicking. But because the dopamine won't let me panic, it makes me panic even more. But then I can't panic, and it's a vicious cycle. And she's like, yeah, you're rolling. And I was like, okay. So I was like, if something serious happens, I'll take me to the hospital. Like, she's like, of course. She would not. She's like, I ain't going to get arrested for this shit. No, she would if it was serious. But so we go back and sit down finally. And I was like, okay, I can handle this. And then this very pretty dancer was dancing. And I am in the skincare, or I was in the skincare business for like 10 years. So I'm really like, you know, skincare, just that's my thing. And this girl starts dancing, and I was just like enthralled by her skin. I was like, oh my God. I was like, your skin is so, I was like, can I touch your arm? Like, you know, very respectful. And she's like, yeah, of course. I was like, what do you use on your skin? She's like, you know, like, no, seriously, I'm in skincare. What do you use? She's like, oh, just some cocoa butter and some blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, your skin feels like velvet. And I just want to say you're amazing. And she was like, oh, thank you.
And I thought you were going to say that you one of the dancers had terrible skin, and you tried to like put on a clinic of like, oh you know, it'd be great. You know what would get rid of this?
I would not doubt myself at all. I'd be like, hey, I work at a skincare place. You should come in for a facial.
Yeah. A facial and a waxing.
And then we made friends with all those. There you go. Like, girl, let me hook you up because you need some. What's going on with all of this? You need to. Your moneymaker should look like you're making money. You know what I'm saying? And we made friends with the strippers. They wanted us to go back to the patio with them and hang out. But then the bouncer's like, no, you can't go back there.
No skin, solicitations of skincare. Yeah.
I was like, all right, dude, I'll give you a facial too, sir. You know, little massage on the lymph node area, whatever. No.
Sell your skincare somewhere else. Yeah, music video ho.
You would be
Tim McGraw, fucking bitch.
Toting around your world peace bullshit. I don't want peace. I want problems always.
Is that what the bouncer sounded like?
No, that's a meme that has been on the internet for. I just love that meme, and it's so funny. And I'm like, it's that chaos energy I like to bring sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I like things in moderation. I don't like to go full. You know, if I do a bump or two, that's fine.
Yeah, don't do full world peace. You don't go full world peace, yeah.
Because then it gets boring. You know what I'm saying? So to that, I say anime all day.
Oh, do your shot. I'll anime too.
Oh, that is disgusting.
I do have one question about ecstasy.
Okay.
So I think in movies and TV shows, there's like little characters on the actual pill. Is that like a real thing, or is it just like...
I think it is. I think like it marks.
Generic.
Well, there's different. Okay, I saw in the movies. I've seen different types of pills, mm-hmm. but the one that we had was like the powdery pill. Oh. You know, like if you cut it, it like breaks. It'll get like
okay, powdery, yeah.
And then you have like capsules and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't remember seeing the pill, but I do know that like they'll have like little, like if it's a certain type, like. I don't know, but I didn't see this one because it was cut in half and I was already lit. So
you tasted that motherfucker.
I sure did. And she tasted all right.
I'm glad you had a good time. And I'm glad that you made it through that night to join me here today.
Oh, I did. Yeah, man, it was great. I don't go all balls out crazy. Like, I just dabble on the crazy. You know what I mean?
Like, I like that you don't drink. But when we were starting this, you're like, hey, I don't drink. You know, once a month. Once a month's fine. You know?
Yeah.
Pickleback shots. So, yes, you do go balls to the wall, you son of a bitch. It's not like we had a glass of Chardonnay.
Ugh.
I don't go hard. Like, pickleback shots.
I just like the taste of, yeah. Like, okay, I guess on certain things, like, if I'm going to go in, I'm going to go in. Like, mm-hmm. panties are going to go flying. I don't know where I'm going to end up the next day. I have slept in many a people's couch that I could have or could not ended up with missing a kidney. I don't know.
Well, the best part of doing this show remotely is you get to black out in the comfort of your own home.
You know what? I have never blacked out, and I have drank a lot.
I think you should say the A word again.
I think I should say I love anime. Oh, I was just looking at this thing. I was like, I need to take another little shot right here.
I'm out of pickle juice, but I'll do a.
Oh gosh.
I'll just do the normal shot, but.
Oh my god! I'm excited to eat my pickles.
I want to thank you, Maria, so much for joining me on this episode. It sucks. You. We're at the end. But viewers, listeners, follow us on social media at HADWM. Like, comment, subscribe. That's what you do with YouTube, whatever. Buy our merch. We've got beautiful shirts and everything at shop.hadwm.com. That's the only way that I get paid to do this show. But you could also Venmo me at I'm Dylon. Buy me a shot or a cup of coffee or whatever. But
that's also Maria Delgado.
Oh, there you go. Send us both.
Venmo a hoe.
$1 each. $1 for every minute that you watched of this episode to both of us. Thank you so much for doing this, and cheers.
Cheers. Oh, I need
to
pour another shot.
Boop, boop. I'm waiting for you.
There we go. Okay. Wait. Okay, hold on. There we go.
Cheers.
Bye. Whatever.